This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Secretary of the Treasury, Jack Lew, has just about had it with corporate inversions, those increasingly popular accounting sleights of hand that let American companies move their headquarters overseas and in so doing avoid U.S. taxes. Treasury is going to change some tax rules to make inversions harder to do. Harder, not impossible. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer gets us going.
The new rules from Treasury would keep companies from playing one of their favorite inversion games, hopscotch. Say you're a U.S. company with a foreign subsidiary. The subsidiary earned loads of money, but you don't want to bring it back to the U.S. where you'd have to pay taxes on it. So the subsidiary loans the money to a foreign parent you create through an inversion.
They hopscotch over their U.S. parent. That's why it's called hopscotch.
That's Lee Shepherd, contributing editor to the journal Tax Notes. She says the new Treasury rules would make hopscotching illegal, and you can't play skinny down anymore. That's a way to shrink a U.S. company's share in a foreign firm created through an inversion.
I think these rules will be effective at stopping some of the abuses of the past.
Stephen Rosenthal is a senior fellow at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
And the question, though, is how effective they will be at stopping potentially new abuses.
Especially since Treasury hasn't banned earnings stripping. That's where a U.S. company takes out a big loan from the foreign parent it creates in an inversion and gets to write off the debt payments. Still, Treasury is making inversions more complicated. Ryan Dudley is a partner at the accounting firm Friedman LLP.
A lot of transactions that might have been relatively easy are now going to have to be analyzed much more carefully.
In fact, some of the big inversions announced lately may not go through now because Treasury says the new rules are effective immediately. So if you've announced a big inversion deal but haven't completed it, you may have to find a new game to play. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.